You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Being on the road and seeing that in person, one of the biggest things is the socioeconomic position of people, and obviously what people earn out here versus what people earn in the city. The education behind it and the amount of people that would do it in the city, keep themselves healthy versus those that do so out in the country. I understand that the country or regional areas, they keep themselves fairly active but through their work. You know, a lot of them out on farms and stuff like that, where they're active through their work, whereas in the city there's a lot of office workers. One massive thing I notice with a lot of country towns is the shops down, the local shops tend to mainly serve a lot of fried foods, the old burgers, the chips, that being super affordable for families and individuals means that a lot of people choose that direction because it is cheaper. Yeah. And obviously for them, finding how to work around a budget in these regional areas where we teach them good food practices on a budget and healthy lifestyles, so getting out down your local park, going out on bushwalks, climbing up a mountain, it's all for free, and how that works and what that looks like, I think that's very important, the difference between the two.
Yeah, but when you look at, it's not just only regional areas. When I look at the makeup of our cities, you see more fast food outlets in the poorer postcodes, poorer suburbs. Yep. I remember when I first arrived in Sydney, I used to live in Campbelltown, and the place where I lived, after 6-7 o'clock, the only thing that was open is the local Blockbusters, Video and Video Easy, and next to it there was a KFC, a McDonald's and Hungry Jack's and pizza. And after 6, that's where all the traffic was going towards. So there was nothing else, hardly anything else.
And it's so true, and you look in places. So I've driven past McDonald's late at night. I've done challenges out in, you know, remote areas or different socioeconomic areas where there is struggle.
Yeah.
And I found that McDonald's lineups, as I drive past, are just massive. And it is a direct relation to, obviously, the financial position of the people in that area. And I'm not saying that people don't make good money in the area, but especially, you know, those with bigger families, you just find that they feel, you know, maybe a sort of family meal from these places are going to help them financially.
Yeah.
And it's totally understandable. So helping those family understand how they could possibly work on a budget is something I've done on my social media lately, eating on a budget series. And that's to educate people around healthy lifestyle practices, whether it's gym, foods, soft drinks, etc., and how we can replace those and make sure we're having healthier options that are affordable for the individual and family. It is a massive difference in the education between the city and country folk. Country folk tend to be more laid back and not too fast. It's also a fine line between understanding, I don't need to look like something. I've always done what I've done for my own health, and then passing that on to the country folk and saying, make sure you look after your health. It's not about a body image thing. It's more about your health, and your body will go with that as a byproduct. Understand that it's not showing off, and it's not about having a particular look, but it is very important to look after your health. And understanding what a budget looks like between those two is a very noticeable position between city and country folk. They understand that health is important in the city a lot more because a lot more people are active on social media, whereas the country folk aren't really fussed by social media, but it has a huge impact on a healthy lifestyle relationship and motivation.
Yeah, again, you mentioned it at the beginning of this conversation. You see, when you're in the city and you walk in the suburbs, you see a proliferation of gyms. Now, there used to be only like 6 to 7, 8 or 10 o'clock at night, but now there are 24-hour gyms everywhere. There are boot camps, and you see it happening in parks and public areas, you see people training, whereas maybe in the rural areas they don't have those facilities available. So what could prompt them to get active and healthy?
I think the biggest thing is, as you said, like seeing it and being present. I live on the Bay Run in Sydney, and it's a beautiful spot. It's a 7K walk slash run slash cycle track, and you see so many people on it, it motivates you to want to go and do that. And as you said, being here, coming out on a mountain as an example, you may be the only person up there. So maybe the country people that do listen in, do yourself a favour, put it out there on social media, creating a walking slash running group so you can cater for all levels of fitness, and then setting up two different styles of training, one where some will just walk to the top of the mountain, one where every 500 metres the front group would turn around and run to the back of the group who are walking up and run up another 500 metres again and keep coming back. And it caters for all levels of fitness, and then being willing to understand that it might start with one other person than yourself, but it takes, it could take 5 years to build up to a position where 50 people get together, start to be active, but create something in your community that could be life-lasting. And I think that's the important message. A lot of people get caught up going, oh, there's only one person attending. I've had positions where I've had one person attend, and I've stuck with it, and I've been consistent, and people see that and understand where you're meeting, having that group, putting the location down, and then showing up and being about it. And I promise you, you'll slowly but surely attract people to your group. And I think that's very important. Be consistent, be willing to see the journey out and not just give up.
So it snowballs, you just have to keep going, and word of mouth, snowballing effect, and it builds up. Now, any difference in ages as well? Because the city folk who are active, I see young people, it's actually like copying their friends and co-workers. Yep. So there's some kind of emulation going on. How about in areas where you don't have those visual prompts? The older generations and the younger generations, what differences do you see country and remote areas?
So I think country folk are very active in general. Yeah. So they'll walk down to their local shops, and they're able to do that, depending on where they live. But in general, they walk a lot of their distances, and I'd love to see their daily step counter versus the city folk. And I think they'd actually clock up a double what the city folk clock up. And in general, that would be normal behavior for them. So that's a great thing.
Yeah.
But it also means that they need to then eat more,
so
that they actually put enough nutrients into the body to allow recovery, and even some growth around, you know, their legs maybe as a possible growth thing, because walking, obviously building some lean muscle mass through your legs.
Yeah.
If you're doing that on a regular basis and you're climbing up a mountain, I can guarantee you're going to put some good leg work in. Understanding nutrition and how that works would be important as well. But I think the kids out in the country are far more active than the kids in the city. City kids, a lot of computer games, and I think that's very standardized in this day and age, versus when we grew up as a kid and we didn't have it, we'd all be down the local football oval. You go to pass the football oval on the weekend, you'd be lucky to see one kid kicking a ball over the goalpost.
Yeah.
Whereas when we grew up, there'd be 50 a side and you'd have to squash your way into the game.
Yeah.
The city and the country folk, they still do that. I go out into the country and I see them on the weekends, and they're still down the oval and they're all playing touch football. And I think, so there's a massive difference in the kids.
Yeah.
As you get older, I think up in the country, they're more laid back, and then they start to drop off.
Yeah.
As you said, you know, the difference as you get older then starts. I have no doubt if I check the health issues, they would be far greater possibly in the country than in the city. And that might surprise a few people. But I think I'd love to look at that, and it's probably something I should have a look at. But I'd say then you'd have to look at the drinking amounts for city workers versus country workers, whereas they probably wouldn't drink as much and obviously enjoy their weekends a lot more in a different way.
Yeah. They don't have all the distractions.
Biggest thing too, make sure you keep yourself fit and active. Whether you're in the city, whether you're in the country, It all comes down to you being responsible for you, be accountable for yourself, and making sure you're doing those daily steps and eating the right foods wherever you are in the world to make sure that you create a better quality of life. And that's the most important message out of this. You can do a healthy lifestyle anywhere, and a healthy lifestyle has no end date. So make sure you keep yourself fit, healthy and active no matter where you are.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.